Now back to the Sandy Patty interview on Streets of Gold.
How did you meet those guys, Bill and Gloria?
I went to college in a little school in Indiana called Anderson University. And Bill and Gloria are alums of Anderson University. And so they were very involved on campus, lived very close. Bill was on the board of directors, heard me sing. They had kind of known my mom and dad. My mom and dad were just a little older than they are, but also went to the same university. And so just at different events, Bill would hear me sing here and there, and I would sing in his studio quite a bit on background records. I was hired, you know, to be one of a background. And so through that, he got a chance to hear me sing and called one day and said, you know, we're looking for a backup singer. Would you be interested? And I kind of said, well, gosh, Bill, let me pray about it. Yes. I mean, it was just a no-brainer, honestly. And I kind of think of it as a 5-year masterclass with them. I learned so much from their generosity on stage, just from who they are. And, you know, just they're just, I count them as some of the most influential people in my life, for sure.
Here's one of those concert songs which won Song of the Year at the Doves in 1985, Upon This Rock, Sandy Patty on Streets of Gold.
When others see with earthly eyes just what they want to see, you will see the things that never die. You will know and recognize by simple childlike faith the priceless truth others will deny. When others say I'm just a man who liked to dream his dreams, when others call a miracle,
and on this rock, forever and ever. I see that you were on The Tonight Show. How did that come about? How did Sandy Great. Patty end yeah. up on The Tonight
right.
Show?
Sitting there with Johnny Carson and Steve Martin and Jay Leno on the other side of me. Crazy. I had done a version of the Star Spangled Banner in 1986. The Statue of Liberty was being refurbished, and several artists of us, we got together to help raise money for the Ellis Island Foundation. So I was asked to do a brand new version of the Star Spangled Banner, and they wanted a brand new second verse. So I thought, that's great. David Clydesdale, again, was part of that journey and kept changing keys and making it high and big orchestral, big choir. And so unbeknownst to me, they, ABC, when they did this big ABC celebration of the Statue of Liberty, chose to use that version of the Star Spangled Banner when they did a video montage of all of the best video parts of the whole weekend celebration. I had no idea they were going to use that song. And so I was home watching it like everyone else. The phone was ringing with my mom, and then, you know, I had to put her on call waiting because somebody else was calling in and said, hey, did you hear this? And blah, blah, blah. And that just seemed to capture a lot of people's attention. And apparently Johnny Carson had been watching it as well and called his producers and said, you need to track her down and get her on the show. So that was kind of one of those very surreal moments that was pretty fun thing and certainly a fun story to tell.
It sure is.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
this is Sandy Patty, and you are listening to Streets of Gold.
Sandy Patty on Streets of Gold. I'm Larry Wayne, and next hour, it's our final interview segment with Sandy, along with separate blocks of songs from the 80s and the 90s.